Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I've got something to say. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And what's on my mind right now is the sixth edition of my new regular series. This is the sixth edition. No one has seen hide nor hair of normal, old or new, since March 15th. So today, we're going to start with two quotes. The first one is from a certified genius, and the second one, not so much. Compound interest. Quote, compound interest, end quote. Reputedly, that was Albert Einstein's answer to the question, what's the most powerful force in the universe? That's the first quote. And now, the next one is a maxim coined by your humble correspondent, from years of experience operating a small business. And here's the quote. When it starts going bad, it all goes bad. When it starts going bad, it all goes bad. This is not hyperbole, my friends, nor is it meant to be pessimistic. It's intended to just be sobering. The compounding effect is my term for that maxim. And it, too, can be powerful, except unlike compound interest, not in a good way. It's when the difficulty created by one disruption is compounded by another when they either show up at the same time or at least overlap. The compounding happens when that timing effectively creates stress levels greater than the sum of the disruptive parts. Here's a small and annoying example of the compounding effect. It's 7 a.m. Monday morning, and you get an I'm sick text from your delivery employee. Then 10 minutes after you inform the warehouse manager he'll be delivering today, he texts you to report the brakes are out on the truck. And, of course, that compounds into a very unhappy customer who needs what now is not going to be delivered on time. Oh, by the way, that delivery was going to be COD. And you need that cash for payroll. The compounding effect. And then there are compounding effect examples that transcend annoying to potentially existential. It's 6:30 on a Friday, 6:30 p.m. on a Friday. You're working late on a proposal for a business loan you need. In fact, the appointment with your banker is already set for 9 a.m. Monday. Then you get two emails in that, as a pair, exist nowhere else in the world except in your inbox. The first email is from your most important customer notifying you that they have a plan, they have a new plan, but you, unfortunately, you're not part of it. And then an hour later, still reeling from the loss of revenue from that customer, the second email arrives, and it's from the State Department of Transportation notifying you of road construction that starting next week will reroute traffic away from your storefront for the next 12 months. How are you going to spin this compounded news in your loan proposal? Out here on Main Street, when it starts going bad, it all goes bad, even on a weekend. When, not if, is the first word of the title of a professional CEO's plan to deal with the compounding effect. When, not if. Prior to 2020, your plan would be set in motion when any one of the usual suspects showed up, like an illness, an accident, revenue interruption from a storm, power outage, cyber attack, or a customer decision that goes against you. Elements in that business continuation plan includes cash reserves, retained earnings, strategic insurance, operational safeguards, organizational cross-training, and avoiding customer concentration. Believe it or not, that last one, the constant customer concentration, that last one is often the hardest. Thank you, Mr. Pareto. Alas, as we've now learned, sometimes the suspect, those usual or unusual, not only travel in pairs, but they can make an ugly baby. Like this year, when the compounding effect manifested in truly brutal form. The smartest among us did forecast the potential for a global pandemic, delivering a deadly virus that could kill our loved ones. But even those geniuses didn't predict the unprecedented political response to the coronavirus, the deadly coronavirus. And as March dissolved into April, our troubles began compounding when federal recommendations and state and local mandates effectively separated us from our customers. Even in bizarro world, businesses were never forced to close and customers ordered to stay home. Consequently, no 2019 earthly contingency plan anticipated such a compounded disruption. In a recent article for MarketWatch.com, Steve Goldstein reported on the work of a team of analysts at Deutsche Bank. They projected a 56% chance that in the next decade, planet Earth would be visited by one of these four: either a major influenza killing more than 2 million, globally catastrophic volcanic eruption, a major solar flare, which would take out the electric grid, right, or a global war. 6 months ago, that warning would have been foreboding and scary, but having now paid dearly for being T-boned by the compounding of a deadly virus and a devastating economic shutdown, we'll refer those researchers to what we've learned about the binary, possibly trinary, implications of the compounding effect. And that is, when it starts going bad, it all goes bad. Which brings us back to that professional CEO designation. In the new regular of the post-pandemic economy, where the unimaginable and unprecedented have become our reality, every CEO from Main Street to Wall Street knows he or she must establish and fund risk mitigation in anticipation of the next close encounter with the compounding effect, which is now more powerful than compound interest. The compounding effect in 2020 became more powerful than compound interest. So buckle up, my friends. Pull the straps tight. We've been warned. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.